Hello, it's the 7th of June. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. British Association for Women in Policing has recognised a police constable with a bravery award for her actions back in 2020, which resulted in the saving of two lives. Patricia Vatria, a 15-year veteran with Beds Police, responded to a troubling situation at a house close to her own in Bidnam, where a man was holding a mother and a child at knife point. Miss Vatria, who was off duty at the time, forced her way into the home and subdued the knife-wielding man until other officers arrived 20 minutes later. PC Vatria, in accepting the award, said she was just doing her job, while John Murphy, the Assistant Chief Constable for Beds Police, called her actions nothing short of heroic. A violent brawl involving four individuals on Kimball Drive in Bedford has led to one of the male assailants being transported to the hospital. All four individuals, two women and two men involved in the incident, were arrested on assault and drug-related charges. They were later released on bail. Bedford Borough Mayor Tom Wootton aims to keep his campaign promise to provide free parking within Bedford Town Centre to stimulate economic growth, but it may not be immediate. The new mayor promised four-hour free parking in all council-controlled car parks as something that would occur weeks after he was elected. He hoped to begin the programme this summer, but has now admitted to being constrained by the previous guy's budget. A chimpanzee at Dunstable's Whipsnade Zoo recently celebrated her 50th birthday. Coco, who was transferred from Dudley Zoo in 2006, has lived past the average age of chimps in captivity by 17 years. That's all for today. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.